Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Thanks very much, and welcome to Monday, May 9th, 2022. As the temperatures get into the upper 60s, today you can just feel spring trying its hardest to break through. I don't think it'll be much longer. And on our program today, we will spotlight things occurring in our bailiwick that I think will interest you, and that one way or another you might find useful. First, as I hinted, the forecast. Mostly sunny and breezy today. High 64 to 68. The winds are northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Good stargazing. Low of 36 to 40. The time is drawing nearer. From the spirit of Springfield, the world's largest pancake breakfast. Well, this thing is more than just a pile of pancakes. It's a party. And there's great food that includes pancakes and bacon and milk and juice and coffee. And this year's menu even includes samples of iced coffee and munchkins from Dunkin', cheese from Cabot Creamery, and something special from the place to be. On Saturday the 11th, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., there will be live entertainment, including the SciTech High School Band. Dancing, singing, there will be displays and demonstrations, and visitors can get up close to equipment from the Springfield Police and Fire Departments, and the Hampden County Sheriff's Department, the Massachusetts Army National Guard. They have an obstacle course for the kids. The Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife will host a CAST clinic. So thank you to Judy Matt at the Spirit of Springfield and everybody there working very hard for all this great stuff in Springfield for giving us the information. Well, here we go again. Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris has announced that the Board of Health is issuing a mask advisory due to an uptick in COVID-19 cases. The City of Springfield's Board of Health is advising individuals, especially those who are at high risk and with underlying health conditions, such as those with chronic diseases and those who are immune compromised, to continue to wear their mask, especially in public indoor settings. On May 3rd, the CDC released a statement recommending masks when indoors, on public transportation, and at transportation hubs, especially for elderly and those with underlying health conditions, as aforementioned. Springfield has seen a steady uptick in COVID-19 cases over the past 6 weeks. Although critical hospital numbers have remained stable, the Springfield Board of Health wants to remind residents to take the precautionary measures needed to maintain good public health. Springfield will continue to monitor the COVID-19 situation and is committed to keeping our residents and business community informed about the latest developments. Mayor Sarno will travel to the State House in Boston today to testify before the Joint Committee on Economic Development and Emerging Technologies. This in support of Governor Baker's legislation, H-4720, an act investing in future opportunities for resiliency, workforce, and revitalized downtowns. Time is of the essence, says the mayor. Per the federal law, ARPA funding must be committed by the end of 2024 and spent by the end of 2026, so the clock is ticking. That's a direct quote.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash.
In Greenfield, following the cancellation of the city's waste management contract and the bankruptcy proceedings of the contractor, Community Eco Power, the Greenfield Department of Public Works has made the difficult decision to increase prices for stickers in its pay-as-you-throw trash collection program. Trash sticker prices have not been raised since 2020, when the CEP contract was signed. Now, on Tuesday, May 31st, the sticker price for a 33-gallon bag will increase by 50 cents to $3, and the sticker price for a 13-gallon bag will increase by 25 cents to $2. Costs to dispose of certain items at the Greenfield Transfer Station are also going up. The price list available online, you can check it out at bit.ly/dpwlist.com. Now, the cost for vehicle decals to enter the transfer station is not changing, and that will remain at $20. Mayor Sarno and Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris will join with Clarence Smith, the owner of the Final Touch Barbershop. Vanessa Ford, the Trust Transfer Project, and others will honor Springfield's Black Barbershops in recognition of Black Barbershop Appreciation Month in collaboration with Mental Health Awareness Month. Congratulations. Dimsky Pierogi's DBA Grandma's Cuisine of East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, is recalling multiple varieties of frozen cheese-filled pierogies because they may contain undeclared milk allergen. Now, people who have an allergy or severe sensitivity to milk run the risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume these products. Grandma's Cuisine branded pierogies were distributed in Restaurant Depot chain stores and local retail stores in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Now, Bernat's branded pierogies were distributed to retail stores here in Massachusetts. Golden Eagle brand pierogies were distributed to retail stores in New Jersey. The recalled product was distributed between April 2021 and April 2022. The recalled products are sold in 1-pound, 3-pound plastic bags under the brands Grandma's Cuisine, Bernat's Golden Eagle. Fortunately, no illnesses have been reported to date. But if you did buy Grandma's Cuisine, Golden Eagle, or Bernat's Pierogies, you are urged to return them to the place of purchase for a full refund. And that's the pierogi report. And thank you very much for being with us on our program today. We're just getting underway. And tomorrow on the show, we will have our ArtsBeat Entertainment reporter, Mark Auerbach. I wish you well. And thank you for being with us. Tomorrow's show will be up in the daytime and available to you on demand throughout the day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepard. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.